According to the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics, there are more than 38,000 people with disabilities in the Gaza Strip, or 2.4% of the total population in the Gaza Strip are with disabilities. Due to the Israeli blockade imposed on the coastal enclave, disabled people in Gaza suffer two main problems: obtaining a medical permit for treatment outside Gaza and getting access to required medications not available in the hospitals of the blockaded Gaza.
Our center offers home care for disabled people. Our services include physical therapy and psychological support. Due to the Israeli blockade, we lack many essential supplies for disabled people, and they also suffer difficulties in getting medical permits.
Yasmina, a child of 11, suffered from cancer when she was 9. After a brain tumor, she lost control over her legs and arms. She's homeschooled and refuses to give up on living her life. Yasmin's mother told Press TV that they suffered to get a medical permit to Israel. Israeli forces separated the mother from her young sick child while they both had to go through a security check. Yasmin's medication and chemotherapy sessions are not available in the hospitals of the blockaded Gaza. With a smile not leaving her face, Yasmin said,
"When I was in the hospital, I made all those handicrafts. I also studied very well. I got 93% at school last year. I don't give up, but I only wish my mom would live longer so I will not be alone. I wish I would walk one day so I can serve my mother the way she serves me now."
During the 2012 aggression on Gaza, Israeli forces bombed the Hejazi family's house, resulting in the death of three members of the family and critically injuring both the mother and the daughter. Amna still suffers from an increased amount of electric activity in the brain. She cannot walk nor sit still.
After my house was bombed, I went into a coma. I was transferred to Egypt, where I woke up to learn about the death of my husband and two sons. I am suffering from an increased amount of electric activity in my brain and nervous system problems. My body shakes all the time. My medication is not available in Gaza. We get it from Egypt when possible. I call on the international community to help me so I can at least stand on my feet to take care of my orphaned children.
By imposing an illegal blockade on Gaza, Israel is continuing to prevent reasonable medical treatment for disabled people. The blockade constitutes a form of collective punishment against a civilian population living under occupation, in contravention of Article 33 of the 4 Geneva Convention. The Israeli blockade affects all sectors of the Gazan society, especially the disabled people who insist on fighting for their rights. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.